Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you again for the day. Thank you for Melissa's song on the harp. Thank you for Lois's playing of the keyboards, that we can sing praises to your name. And Lord, thank you for being our shepherd and for supplying all our needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Palm Sunday, and it's a special time of the year. And as we talked previously in other years about Palm Sunday, on this very day, the high priest would walk 6 miles to Bethlehem. He would leave that morning, take him a couple hours to walk the 6 miles, and he would go to the shepherds. These are the same shepherds that the angels appeared to the night that Christ was born. Now, maybe some of them were even the same people, because we're only talking 33 years later. And if they were young, 20 years old at the time, they'd be in their 50s. But most of them may have been new shepherds. But they were shepherds that took care of the sheep that were used for sacrifices in the temple. And the high priest would go there and pick out one of the sheep that the shepherds probably had several that they had already previously picked out. And the high priest would pick out a perfect sheep, put it on his shoulders, carry it back to Jerusalem. And the people that afternoon would welcome the high priest into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Well, it didn't always have to be a Sunday, but that particular year it was a Sunday. And we know that because of the scripture saying when Jesus rose from the dead, it was the day after the Sabbath. And we're talking Sunday. So why did the high priest go to Bethlehem and pick out a sacrificial sheep 5 days before Passover? Well, he did that because of what is in the book of Exodus. Terry, do you have Exodus on there on one of those scripture lessons that we have here? In Exodus 12, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, go on. I think we have more verses up there, don't we? Okay. This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. And the month they're talking about was the month Nisan. They have a car named Nisan. And same name. A lot of these names that we use in today's culture come right out of Judaism. NASA, you know, N-A-S-A. Up and away. That's what it means in Hebrew. Isn't that something? All of this stuff, okay? Well, anyway, so more, as you learn Hebrew, you see that it's in our culture more and more than you know. But anyway, the beginning of months. And what happened is that this was the first month of the biblical year. In the fall, we have the first month of the secular year. Just like in our culture, there's our beginning of our year, and then they have different kinds of years, school year, different things like that. Well, anyway, this month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Okay? Verse 3. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household on the 10th day of the month. Now, if we were following the Hebrew calendar, and our calendar doesn't exactly follow it, but if we were, this Palm Sunday would be the 10th day of the month. Go on verse 4. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. So families could get together and take one lamb because God wanted them to eat the whole lamb. And if the family was too small, invite some people in. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now think about that, without blemish. We're going to come back to that. Because the lamb, the sheep that the high priest had to pick up, had to be perfect, without a single scratch, no hair discolored. It had to be without blemish. God is setting a pattern for what we were to look for in Jesus. He had to be perfect, without sin, not even one. And this lamb had to be perfect. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. And actually in the Hebrew there, it means between evenings, since the 14th day started at sundown on the 13th day. That's evening. And then it goes till evening 24 hours later. Sometime during that time, that lamb, that sheep, should be killed. Okay, verse 7. No verse 7? Okay. Well, then twilight, they shall kill the lamb on the 14th day of the month. And they would eat the lamb and celebrate Passover on the 15th. On that, as the sun set. Now Jesus died on the cross, according to the Bible, at 3:00 in the afternoon on the 14th day of that month. It was at 3:00 in the afternoon on the 14th day of that first month that the high priest would actually take and sacrifice the lamb. And Jesus died at the very same time, the very moment that the lamb, the sacrificial lamb, was sacrificed. When the high priest would kill the lamb, the words the high priest would say were, "It is finished." When Jesus died on the cross at 3:00 on that afternoon of the 14th day, he said, "It is finished." The Lamb of God who died was sacrificed for our sins. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Psalm 118. Do we have that one up there, Terry? We don't have that one? Okay. It was read today. Terry, I think we do. It was read today in our scripture lessons. There we go. Now, what I'm doing today, I'm showing you how Jesus was fulfilling these Old Testament prophecies. And this is Hebraic roots. If we can see this picture in the Old Testament, he is doing this in the New Testament. And the reason is that God is setting up a pattern so that the people would recognize who Jesus is and what he's doing for us. The Lamb of God, paying the price, being sacrificed for our sins. In Psalm 118, at the Passover service that the Jews celebrate every year, Psalm 118 is the last song that they sing at the Passover service. It's called the Praise Songs. "Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord." Give me verse 20. "This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it." Now, Jesus, when he came into Jerusalem, came through that eastern gate. Verse 21, "I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. What's the Hebrew word for salvation? Jesus. Actually, they pronounce it Yeshua. We call him Jesus, but that is the Hebrew word for salvation. I thank you that you have become my Yeshua, my Jesus. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. Verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Who are they talking about there? Jesus. He is our cornerstone and he's being rejected. Verse 23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Jesus said, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord because this is my Father's will. It was God's will. God's will, God's doing, that Jesus would be sacrificed for our sins. And this is a verse that I like to use for birthdays, but it has nothing to do with birthdays. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What day do you think they are talking about? The day that Jesus was crucified. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it that Jesus was crucified for our sins. It was God's purpose and plan so that we could be saved. Go on to verse 25. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Save us, the Hebrew word is Hosanna. Hosanna. And the people are crying out, they are meeting him. Verse 26. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The people that went out to meet Jesus with palm branches. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Those are the very words they cried as he came into Jerusalem. Go on, verse 27. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. Now, this is a pretty powerful verse. Because in the Hebrew, that word festal is actually the holy day or holiday. It's one of God's appointed times. One of God's appointed times is Passover. Bind the Passover sacrifice with cords. But do you know that in Hebrew, you know what that another meaning for those words cords are? Branches. Bind the appointed, the holy sacrifice with branches up to the horns of the altar. Those people, when they met Jesus coming in on Palm Sunday, they welcomed him with palm branches right up to the altar in the temple area because he was becoming our sacrifice. Go on, Terry. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Go on. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The last psalm that the Jews would sing at Passover was a psalm about Palm Sunday, Jesus being welcomed into Jerusalem and being sacrificed for our sins. Now, why did the people meet him with palm branches? Because they were waiting for the high priest to come back with the lamb from Bethlehem. And many of them would cut palm branches ahead of time. And at some point that afternoon, somebody said, here he comes. And they all went out. But instead of the high priest of the temple area, they met the high priest of God. And why did he come in on a donkey? In Zechariah, behold, your king comes riding in on a donkey. Jesus had to be carried into Jerusalem because the high priest carried in the sacrificial lamb. And Jesus was the sacrificial lamb. So you see the symbolism here of Jesus coming into Jerusalem as the sacrificial lamb. He came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and according to Exodus, we read that the lamb would be brought into the house of the people on the 10th day of the month and kept there until the 14th. Jesus, the Passover Lamb of God, was brought into God's house, the temple, on the 10th day of the month. And he stayed there teaching until the 14th day. And as he stayed there, people would walk by and hear his teaching. People would walk by and they would look at the lamb, and the rabbis would examine the lamb and say, yeah, I find no fault in this lamb. This lamb is perfect. And Pilate, the day Jesus was crucified, the 14th day of that month, said, I find no fault in this man. All of these biblical references, all of these Hebraic roots that God had set up for the Jews in the Old Testament, now in the New Testament, we're pointing right to Jesus being the fulfillment of prophecy, being the Lamb of God who would be slain for the sins of the world. And that's what we remember today as we welcome him today. He's in our hearts when we believe in him, and he wants us to begin to see more closely who he is, and that he loves us, and that he's with us, and he gave his life that we could have eternal life with him. He's our sacrificial Lamb of God, welcomed into God's home on Palm Sunday. Amen.